With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports, get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, WRRC2, a 2024 nominee of an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online / Streaming College Station in the Nation, and winner of a 2022 and 2023 IBS Media Award for Best Sports Update. I'm Zach Jones. We start off with a doubleheader at Citi Field as the Mets and the Tigers face off and look to start this baseball season off right. The first game started with the Mets getting onto a 3-0 lead by the fifth, but that was when the Tigers scored 6 unanswered runs to steal the first game of the day and give the Mets an 0-5 start on the season. The second game was an all-out pitcher's duel between Jose Buto and Matt Manning, as they only allowed one combined run through their starts, and the Tigers seemed to be in line for the win and a series sweep until Pete Alonso stepped up to the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning. Audio is provided by the New York Mets YouTube channel. That home run tied the game as the momentum shifted, and then Brett Beatty hit a double, which set up Tyrone Taylor for a walk-off single to give the Mets their first win of the season as they finally get out of this little slump in a big way. Switching over to the NBA, the 76ers traveled down to South Beach for a premier matchup against the Miami Heat, as both teams are fighting for the higher seeds right now. Throughout the first half, the Sixers had complete control of the game, sporting a 63-55 lead, but once that second half started, the Heat were coming back, as Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier were both going off as they both finished with 20 plus points and cut the lead down to 2 points by the end of the third. But once that fourth quarter sounded, Tyrese Maxey's 37 point performance remained the biggest factor.
Maxey, a rebound away from his first career triple double.
Joel fronted.
Maxey, baseline, money for Tyrese Maxey.
Audio is provided by the NBA YouTube channel. That shot put the game out of reach for the Heat, as Maxey's terrific performance carried the Sixers to a 109-105 win and got them their 42nd win on the season. This has been The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, nominated for 2 2024 IBS Media Awards, including Best Online / Streaming College Radio Station and Best Underwriting Announcement for Fidelis One Pizza in Lawrenceville. I'm Zach Jones.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?